This is Anna Levy. I'm here with Harry and Rick. We're in Hudson by the train station. It's June 27th, Saturday, and I'm here for the Oral History Summer School Archive Collection. So I know I'm wearing these headphones, but if you could tell me your names so I'm not the only one saying them, and then I can ask you a few questions, or you could just tell me. It sounds like the whole history of taxis in Hudson is sitting right here with
me.
My
name is Rick.
My name is Harry. Rick, you're the old you're the grandfather.
You actually, we both are. We're both around the same time. So go ahead.
Well, me and Rick, we're cab drivers here in the city of Hudson. We've been doing this for the last 20 years. We've seen a lot of changes, good and bad, in the city. So,
yeah, tell me, you know, maybe I'll start with, maybe you could tell me just about the number, how the telephone numbers have changed on the taxis.
Well, that telephone number there, the 518-828-3355, is over a 50-year-old. It's been in business for over 50 years. Actually, before Star City Taxi, it was Black Taxi. And that was at one time when Hudson was a booming town, that was open 24 hours a day when they had all the bars and all the things that are going on. And so Black Taxi is probably one of the oldest taxis that was the first taxi that was ever began in the city of Hudson. And then Piney came in, Piney Shallow came in after his service in the military, and he kind of edged his way in and took over Black Taxi and eventually called it Star City Taxi. So it went from Black Taxi to, before Piney owned it, it was Martin that owned the taxi company, and then Piney took it over and changed it from Black Taxi to Star City, and that's how Star City began. So it's like there's a real big history behind it, and it's changed a lot over the course of the years. More taxis have come in. We got what, 5 companies in the city of Hudson.
Yeah,
but I have to tell you, it's a different clientele. It's a different way of life than it was 20 years ago. Awesome. 20 years ago, it was more, well, what I'm doing now, which I concentrate mostly on now, is train station to out of town. Like, you know, as far as Massachusetts, Great Barrington, as far up to the Grand Gorge, Windham area, all through there. So I remember starting at 7 o'clock in the morning and sometimes not finishing until 2 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah.
I mean, we would come back and the dispatcher in the office would have everybody sitting in there and they were yapping. We'd take one load and we'd drop them all over the countryside and then we'd come back and fill our cars up again and head back out. So it was just, by the time we got back, another train was in and we were on our way. It certainly isn't as plentiful as it was back then, is it?
No.
I mean, as far as people utilizing the cab service to go to their summer
home. I think the cab service has gotten really, really busy over the last couple of years.
Yes, it picked back up.
When I first started driving, it was about 15 years ago, and I worked for a company called Greenport Transport, which was owned by Benny Covecchio at the time. And then Greenport Transport, after a few years, turned into what is now Pronto Transport. And then
Nope. See that number right there? That 880 number right there was Greenport Transport.
Yeah.
That was Benny's number.
Okay.
Tom came to work for me before he opened up Pronto. Then Tom left my company because I took the company over from Benny Cacovecchio.
Yeah.
I took the company over. And then Tom worked for me for a short bit and then left and then branched out and opened up Pronto Taxi. And that's how Pronto Taxi happened.
Yeah, because I was driving for Greenport and I
remember
went from
you.
Greenport to Pronto.
Yeah.
You know? So, but Hudson City Riverview Taxi, which is the company I drive for now, He's been in, what, probably 15, 20 years.
Since I sold it to him. Yeah. I sold that number to him.
Yeah.
But actually, before that, he had what number? Before I sold him the 3355 number. He was in business already.
Yeah, he was.
But I forgot what number it was.
Well, was he using the 828-2884 number back then?
He might have been. I can't remember what number he was using. And then he came and got that number from me. And then Hudson City, what happened was when Greenport Transport went out, I had it. And then I got some financing from another cab driver. And then it kind of slid from underneath me and ended up going to Hudson City Taxi. And they changed it from Greenport Transport to Hudson City Taxi. And then Billy McGee, which is Upper Union, owned the company how long did he own the company? It just closed probably 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And then what happened was I called up the phone company and said to them, hey, can I get this number turned back on? And I got it turned back on, and I changed it from Hudson City Taxi to Hudson City Transport. And so I just picked up where the number left off and continued the business without paying for it. It worked out really well. And I did the same thing with 3355. That 50-year-old number, I never paid a penny for the company. I waited until the number went dead. I turned it back on, and it was like the number never turned off. I had the first day that I turned on 8880, I booked $200 the first day I turned on the number. It was like it was never shut off. And what's nice about it is it's still on all the search engines. It's on Yahoo, it's on Google, it's on... Someone got in my car yesterday and said to me, yeah, you had a 5-star rating. I said, oh, that's wonderful. But it was just... They just recorded the rating just the other day, so I must be doing something right.
Yeah.
But it's still when they bring it up, it's still under Hudson City Taxi, but it's really Hudson City Transport. So I have that number. And then I also have the 518-828-7673 number, which is Howard's Taxi's old number. I have that one as well.
Oh, yeah.
And that number is what? It's got to be at least 23, 24 years old.
Yeah, I was
maybe back, no longer.
Yeah, I was back driving when Howie was in business here.
And I obtained
that's going back.
I obtained that number the same way. They went out of business, and I turned it back on, and I keep it active. So I have the 828-7673 number, and then I have the 8880 number, and then I have Piney's old number, which is 828-3356, which is a number right after the 3355, which I get mistakes. People try to call 828-3355 and accidentally call 828-3356 and get me. Yeah, but he used to use those fax numbers, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the other one, 8283. Remember, he used a couple of them for fax. I think it was 8283352.
5-4, I think.
5-4, yeah. He used it as fax numbers.
Yeah.
So he had like 3 or 4 lines. So we have them all still active from after he died.
That's 25 years ago.
And we still have his phone numbers active. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah. But we're probably more busy now than what we were back then, I think, you know.
In
other different ways.
Yeah.
You know, because it's gotten to where now we're just not doing local car service. You know, we're kind of like with our company, we go all over. We've been to Massachusetts, Connecticut. We've been down to Pennsylvania. We cover all the airports. In the 5 boroughs.
LaGuardia, Kennedy, Newark, every one of them, yeah. Like today, I'm on my way up towards Grand Gorge, and just a little bit off this train. That's the one I told you I misquoted. I told them $90. I should have never done it. It's 57 miles from here. It's an hour and 20 minutes, and I said 90, and I said, what an idiot. But it's all right, because it's a return trip, too.
Yeah.
So
get them on the return trip.
And I don't have, but you know what? The good thing about me is I don't have to pay any overhead.
No,
I pay my gas, and that's it, and the rest goes in my pocket. So you know what? It's a family going on vacation. I gave them a little bit of a break. So, but I realized after I told them how much, and then I looked, and I said, oh, my God, 57 miles, and I'm charging them $90. He's probably saying, wow, what a steal that is.
I No, I've got, actually, I've got four time calls today. It's, you know, it's all over the place. It's like Germantown, Gat. I got one down in Poughkeepsie today. I got Churchtown, Athens.
Yeah, just, you know what's you know, really great about today. Here now is that more and more people are doing weddings here now.
Yes.
In fact, I don't know if you know, but Bill Clinton's daughter got married here. When they got married.
Oh, Chelsea, yeah.
Yeah, Chelsea got married here, and the Secret Service was here for, I don't know, probably 2-3 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
And Kasaki Transport actually did that bit when they came in. And so more and more people are actually coming. I mean, people fly from San Francisco to go to weddings here. I mean, I had parties, what was it, last week? There was like four wedding parties going
wedding
on.
Parties, yeah.
And they
I had
were,
one.
Yeah.
I had one when I was started working, I did bus taxi.
Yeah, and they're coming from all over the place. They say, somebody told me what, Hudson's like one of the third
yeah,
places.
Yeah, well, they were coming
of,
in from the weddings. They
the
were
visit.
Coming in from like California.
Yeah, and, I had and, the guy, one guy that was staying over in Hillsdale. He was from San Francisco.
Yeah.
He flew in from San Francisco.
Whereabouts in Hillsdale? At the bed and breakfast right on Hunt Road?
No. It was up further.
I live in Hillsdale, so.
And then, let me see. Then we had, the retreats, you know, the people for the meditation retreats, which have been going up all over the place. People fly in from, I just have, somebody just flew in from Miami, Florida. There's a guy that's supposed to be big and famous. He flew in from India. He's running the whole thing. So we have people from all walks of life that we
had a guy one time that flew in. He owned a big company out in Switzerland. He came in and he's been doing it now on a regular basis. He calls us. He takes Swiss Airlines out of JFK Airport, but he owns some kind of. Trying to think of the company. It's some kind of canning company, but it's a big company out in Switzerland. And he comes up here, and he's trying to open up a small business up here. So, excuse me.
Yeah.
Hello, review.
Oh, that's good.
what time are you looking for? Hold on, let me check the schedule.
So, yeah, so a lot of things of...
Tell me a little more about what it was like during... You guys mentioned the name Howie.
Oh, Howard?
Yeah, what it was
no,
like
it
was when
kind,
Howard was
it was
around.
Kind of an interesting thing because Piney
what
was...
What year was that around?
I would say that was in the 90s. When I started, it was kind of a war between the two taxi companies because it was only... Piney was the first one, like I said, Black Taxi was one of the first taxi companies here in the city of Hudson. And Frank Martin, which was the owner of that company, he passed away. And then when Piney took that over, God, it was well over 50 years ago when he took Black Taxi over. And then Howard's came in shortly after. Well, after Howard's came in, it was kind of like a war because Piney had the contract. We used to have a contract here with Amtrak, and Piney had the contract. So him and Howard would always fight back and forth because Howard would drive his cars down through here, and it would be like screaming matches back and forth. It was kind of riot. But then again, then they were friends at the same time, so it was a real riot. So there was competition between the two companies for quite a while, but nobody else, no other cab companies could park here in the front except for Star City Taxi, because that's the only one that had the contract. Like I said, when the contract came into effect, we were still here inside the train station. So the train station decided that they wanted to put a snack bar in, and so we moved over there. And we continue to have the contract with Amtrak. And then, like I said, Howard's and Star City was the only two transportation companies here in Columbia County. Then we have also, you know, some more over across the river that was in operation, which was Decker's Cab Company, which now has gone out of business. I think she might be running one car over there. I'm not really sure.
Two. It's called Hudson something.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's called, but
she's
yeah, they were.
She's got two old police cars. Something.
They were in business for quite some time, and but you can ask Carrie. It was really funny to watch the two of them feud back and forth, Howard and Biney, remember?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
oh,
the frustrations and the aggravation that Biney went through. I mean, he let things bother himself because he thought that he had to have every call to come off the train. And because he had the contract, Howard wasn't allowed anything. I mean, Biney was on that phone with HPD every other day. Oh, that company's down here. There, I have the contract, you know.
I loved it how he kept his yellow car together with duct tape.
Oh yeah. Know? Oh Howard, yeah.
The fender, the bumpers was tied up. The truck was tied down with a bungee cord.
I also worked for Howard for a short time. I left Piney for a little bit.
Piney used to do some crazy shit too. I heard.
Well, Piney had nice cars though. Piney always had brand new cars. And so I left Piney for a little bit, and I went and worked for Howard's for a short time. And a short time, I'm glad it was, because then I went back to Piney. But I guess I got into a misunderstanding with Piney, and I said, you know what, I'm going over and work for the other company. Well, I was driving for them, and I went to check the radiator in their car, and it exploded on me, and I got first and second and third degree burns on my back. So I ended up in the emergency room, and they said to me, oh, yeah, we'll pay all your medical expenses, the whole nine yards. Don't worry about it, Rick, blah, 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 blah. And so the day's money that I made, they told me to keep it and purchase my medications and anything else that I needed. Well, I was still out of work. 2 weeks later, Louise calls me up and says, if you don't hand that sheet money in before the end of business today, we're going to have you arrested. Well, come to find out, the cops showed up a couple days later. I got a petty larceny charge on me for taking their money. I went before the judge, and I showed them all the receipts, showed them what happened. They threw it out, but in the meantime, they dragged my name through the paper and made me look like I was a criminal. So it was, but they were funny like that. Louise would like, I mean, she was great one day, and the next day, she could get up out to the wrong side of the bed, couldn't she? One minute she was fine, and the next minute she was like Heckle and Jekyll.
Louise? Oh, my God, yeah.
And her... Yeah,
she would do all her car service with the big Lincoln that she used to have.
And, you know, it was funny because
so funny.
We had the radios in the car, and all you could hear is her son, her, and her father bickering and fighting back and forth the entire time customers were in the car.
They always
I called you. And bickering all the time. It was totally an embarrassment for people that you had in the car. I mean, they were constantly, the father would tell the daughter, well, I told you, and the other daughter, it was really a riot, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was different, that's for sure.
It really was. And then, of course, the lay of the land really changed over the years as time went on. I think more and more people from the city started to come in. Properties were brought, were bought, and things changed. So that's what we meant when me and Harry said things have changed in a different way over the years. A different clientele, a different way of life.
Oh yeah,
has come into Hudson. Sometimes I say for the good, and sometimes I say for the bad. But for the most part, it's grown a lot. I mean,
give me about 5-10 minutes, okay?
A lot of money to our city, okay. So that's a good thing. Is it good for the people that lived here for many years? And a lot of the residents here believe that they're kind of getting pushed away, you know, pushed out, and a new generation moving in, and so... a lot of people like can't find rents anymore here because a lot of these people are buying up the properties. And the same thing is happening in the city.
They're
making
these
Airbnb.
The city, you know?
Yeah.
They come up here, they buy houses up here. You can buy houses up here, similar to the houses down in the city, for 1/3 of the price. You know, but they don't realize that the people that live up here can't afford $900,000 a month for an apartment.
Hey, how you doing?
Which is nothing to people that live in the city. You know, that's like you tell them $900,000 a month.
Okay,
they say,
good. Well,
oh, wow, that's a steal. You know what I mean? Because they used to pay $1,500
a month. We'll be on
our way. You know, they just can't do that up here.
Okay, we'll talk
to you soon. They've opened a lot of bed and breakfasts up here, which we never really had over the years. There's got to be at least a half a dozen bed and breakfasts.
Which?
But where they benefit from, but where they benefit from is they don't have just one night stays. See, their minimum is two night stay.
Mm-hmm.
So even if somebody comes up and is only plans on staying one day, they still got to pay for two nights. So this is where all these bed and breakfasts prosper from.
So back to what I was saying about the Airbnbs that he's talking about is what's happening is,
Let me just interrupt quickly. I hope you don't. If you have to go, yeah.
No,
I don't.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just following up on something.
Okay,
here.
No,
that's
you
all.
Said 5-10 minutes, so I didn't want you to feel like.
So the Airbnb breakfasts that are being brought, that are being bought, and made out of, is a wonderful thing. I mean, people are making a lot of money. It's bringing a lot of city in. But what's creating a problem is the properties are all being bought up. And then what happens is somebody's looking for a rent. They can't find one affordable to live in anymore because all these places have made them Airbnb breakfasts and there's no place for people to live. And that's happening actually in the city. They're trying to find some way to change it a little bit so it's not, you know, going to be a real... It's starting to be a problem. People are starting to notice, oh, okay, now where are people going to live that are looking for residency, you know? There's no place they're buying these buildings, which is fantastic because they've got them out, they rejuve them, and they look beautiful. But then when somebody is looking for a place to live, there's no place for them to live. So that's a real thing. I even thought about taking our house and redoing that. Well, they're making so much money. I'm like, I told Chris, let's just sell this house and rent it out every
weekend. Yeah, right.
So you can make almost $400 a night.
Heck yeah.
On the whole house and just send in a house cleaner to clean the place and get ready for the next weekend. So it's just, you know, you can rent it out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for $400 a night. You make your money back in no time after, you know.
It's,
have fun.
I'll be right back. I'm only going to the hospital.
Don't threaten me.
How many people now are there who are down here regularly?
On a Friday night, you might not have a parking space.
Oh, yeah. Friday night, they're lined up here like gangbusters.
Is that
on Friday night?
Because is it people coming in from elsewhere who they're taking from the station? Or
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people all to their summer homes or like we were saying earlier, like Harry, there's weddings that are... At this time of the year, we're swamped.
Yeah, we've had a lot of weddings.
Wedding.
Yeah,
it's
just totally swamped.
You know, so there's a lot of business.
You know that, you know, we get a lot of calls. You know, people going up to Alana, a historic site up here, the castle. It's up on the hill, out by the bridge, out here. We get a lot of people go up there. We get a lot of people that we take out to our Omai, which is Sculpture Center, out there. And these people come in, they go to our Omai, they come in from all as far as Japan, you know, in China. I've had these people come in, which is always an experience because, you know, you pick them up, you don't know where they're going because they don't speak English.
That's always
an interesting.
You know? Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like.
But thank God for telephones and internet.
Yeah, so it's kind of like you give them a pen and a paper and say, right, right. You know?
But the nicest people you ever want to meet, though.
Yeah, they are. Very nice.
Yeah, they really are. People from other walks of life. I mean, I've met so many people that have had so many interesting stories from different cultures of where they live and, you know, the way of life that they have compared to the way we have. I mean, some of the stories are just phenomenal of what you... I mean, actually, driving a taxi in Hudson is kind of like a learning experience. I mean,
yeah,
you learn a lot about different people on the way they live, what their lifestyles are.
I
mean, you get somebody.
And they're not bashful to tell you their whole life history either.
Oh yeah,
you know, while they're sitting in the car, you know.
It would be great to have a camcorder in the car and turn it on and listen to people's life story. You could probably make a video on it because it's just fascinating.
Yeah,
it really is.
Of a taxi driver.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, could write a book.
Oh, some of the stories.
Could write a book with all the stories, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Some good, some bad, some interesting, some unbelievable, some challenging.
Some you don't want to mention.
we don't want to mention those ones.
Are there any that stand out that you want to mention?
No.
Not the challenging ones.
Not the challenging
ones. Not on a recording, anyhow.
It wouldn't be too funny, would
no,
it?
No, that wouldn't be too funny.
No, but it really is a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a people person, it's a great job for you. I've been doing, like I said, I've been doing it, what, 20, well, it's got to be 23 years yeah. now. 23 years. On and off, yeah. actually.
That's why I've been doing it on and off for 15, 20 years.
More so now permanently because this is all I know. I mean, that's all I've been doing.
Yeah, because 23 years I was a steel worker and a cross-country truck driver. 23 years and I retired. Then I worked 12 years with the school district. Had a back injury, so couldn't do that anymore. So then I turn around, I open my own business. I do handyman services, which I stay pretty busy. I do a lot of carpentry, plumbing, electrical
work. How
do you
find it between this and that?
Do it during the week. I only work this part-time. I only do this 3 days a week, so Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I have the rest of the week. I schedule some of my other jobs during the week, so...
There's definitely a need for that.
But I've picked up, you know, I tell you, you know, it's actually had its benefits because I've had people mention how they live up here and they can't find anybody to do anything or any work on their houses. So, you know, it's like a red flag to me. It's like, hey.
Oh, you must gain a lot of business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got something for you to do now that you told me to do
that. I have got, I have picked up like three extra jobs. You know, over the last 6 months, you know.
All right, I'm going to go get my sign on. Nice talking.
Thank you so much. Let me quickly ask you if you, hold on. Thank you both. I'm going to actually turn this off because I think the train is coming right now.